Today from The Ohio Newsroom, building more workforce housing.
Support for The Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. As companies like Intel, Stellantis, and First Quality Tissue invest hundreds of millions of dollars into Ohio manufacturing facilities, they tout the creation of hundreds of local jobs. But communities across the state face a challenge. They don't have enough housing to support a growing workforce. The Ohio Department of Development is stepping in to help. It recently awarded $9 million in grants to help five Ohio communities build more workforce housing. Among them, the city of Youngstown. Demaine Kitchen is the city's director of community planning and economic development. Demaine, a recent statewide report found Ohio is short some 266,000 affordable rental units. What's the need for housing like in Youngstown?
Yeah, Youngstown fits right in with that trend. We don't need 266,000, but we definitely need our share. You know, we have a lot of houses we've demolished over the years, and now we're trying to infill those vacant spaces and create opportunities for new generation, right?
Yeah, and how might recent developments exacerbate that housing shortage?
Yeah, it really highlights the need because we have employees that come in from all over the region, some as far as 2 hours to work, right? And so what we find is that employers are trying to attract talent, but that talent needs a safe place to live, right? And we're doing our best to help our employers fill that housing gap so that they can retain the talent they need to continue to produce.
Yeah. And what will the city of Youngstown do with this $2.5 million of grant money?
We've taken an approach to develop our community, you know, kind of a block at a time and not a house at a time. The scattered site approach that's been, you know, in use for some time is not the most efficient. And so with this $2.5 million allocation, we'll do some sidewalk work, some lighting, water and wastewater infrastructure, some things that allow us to stretch our construction dollar to leverage those funds and build more houses. But we'll use this money to really complement the community around these new builds.
Okay, I see. Well, I want to talk about a specific industry in your area, the Ultium Cells battery plant, which brought thousands of jobs to your area in recent years. But it began massive layoffs in January because demand for electric vehicles is just less than they had expected. Is there any concern the city will invest in housing that will go unused? I mean, how do you plan for that sort of volatility?
Yeah, so we've learned from our past, hopefully, where we've, you know, had 100% vested in steel and steel production. And, you know, we've been recovering from that ever since. And so hopefully we've learned to diversify our economy so that we're not fully dependent on one industry, right? So the automotive industry is taking a hit. The electric cars are taking a hit right now, which is affecting things. But we have other industry doing well that support the demand for our housing strategy that we've deployed. So
what else needs to happen for Youngstown to sustain affordable housing long term?
I think we need to stay on the path that we're on. You know, we've demolished probably over 7,000 homes over the past decade. Now it's time to build. And eventually we'll see a replaced and a renewed housing stock.
That was Demaine Kitchen. He's the Director of Community Planning and Economic Development for the city of Youngstown. Other communities selected to receive workforce housing grants include the cities of Lancaster, Hamilton, and Warren, and the village of Antwerp.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from The Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.